Oh, look who it all is. If it isn't the 11 p.m. Nightcap crew. And stopping in today, first-time viewer from Ms. Tiffany Chanel, who says, how am I doing? Well, yeah, I feel a little weird. I don't know if I'm having a reaction to medication or something, what, but I have that, like, wigged out weird feeling. But how are you all doing tonight? Ms. Tiffany Chanel, how are you doing? Hope your weekend was nice. Black Cat, how are you? Coming in with some snakes. Black Cat got a package of stickers and a hand-drawn Cecil the C6C Serpent style snake drawing. I mean, more weird, yes. More than my typical level of weird. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I have like a anxious whatever thing, but like, I slept really fucked up too. I don't know if it's the weather or what the damn problem is. Tiffany Chanel's doing well. Jaggedy Gaming, how are you doing, sir? Hope you're doing fine. I'm going to be sitting a little closer to the microphone today. So part of the not sleeping well, I think it was like snoring all night. Because I woke up, I'm like, oh my god, my throat is so sore. But not like sick sore, like mouth and throat completely dried out. So my throat's a little wrecked up. So tonight, we're switching up our nightcap drink. And instead of just drinking straight whiskey, we're drinking some hot tea and whiskey. So yes, I have myself a hot toddy, so I can be very pish-posh. And in fact, I'm drinking Yorkshire Gold. The Yorkshire Gold tea... No, I'm not going to talk like that. It's terrible. Ah, that really soothes. Jaggedy Gaming finished up some Sunday Dungeons and Dragons. Are you the dungeon master or a player? Black Cat, you look like you took a lot of pictures. Tiff, what have you been up to? Anything fun? King Dinosaur, how about a cup of melted lozenges? Well, let's think about that for a second. I have honey in this tea. Technically, I think you could say that is kind of a bunch of melted lozenges, right? Krista, how have you been doing? How's your weekend? Man, I feel like this weekend went by like so fast. 13th level of warlock. I cast the spells. Wait, I can't remember. Do they cast or is that a natural thing? No, they're a caster. It's the sorcerers that have the innate sorcery, right? Yeah. You did practically all of Denver is being demolished. That doesn't sound good. Like reconstruction? Or roads? What's going on over there?
I can cast the spells and raise the undead. They come back from their grave to haunt you.
Why am I doing all these dipshit accents today? I'm foxy. I told you I was weird. I told you I was feeling weird. Black Cat, I find it semi-surprising that you've never played Dungeons & Dragons. The only person that would surprise me more if they said they never played it would have been either Wild Bill and or King Dinosaur. But yeah, like, I slept weird. My throat was all fucking fucked up. And I don't know. I have a lot of worries about work and that sort of shit. And it's just, I feel off. Off. Dash likes the dipshit accents. No, wait. He says I'm out of my mouth. But now he's yelling at me. And Tom Hanks. All right. The interesting slight little piece of trivia, okay? Did you know that Vin Diesel is actually a huge Dungeons & Dragons fan? Loves Dungeons & Dragons. Loves video games. As a matter of fact, that's why he both was made a big push for the Riddick game to go to computers and consoles, as well as did the voice for, was that, it's like The Driver or something, where it was like a car game. But Vin Diesel loves Dungeons & Dragons. He's actually, in that regard, a more interesting guy than you would maybe give him surface credit for. But he loves it. He loves Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah. King Dinosaur played it, but you made up your own rules. Okay, so he just, hey man, you rolled the dice pretty good. You win. Sweet. Krista just got home a couple hours ago from something private, but I'm well. And she also got some cigar oil mail. See, it took me a little bit, but the stickers went out. And those of you who did get the prize also got a secondary prize, which was, and I tried to take my time with this, some hand-drawn cigar oil artwork. And so you each got a picture that I thought was at least appropriate or something that reminded me of you. Tiffany Chanel comments that it flew by and relaxed most of it, watched a movie, lurked on Twitch, and a bunch of just sitting and laying around. What movie did you watch, if I can ask? Yeah, Mazes and Monsters. And in Big, you know, he plays the computer games and stuff in Big and all that. He just seemed like he... Mazes and Monsters starring Tom Hanks during the Satanic Panic. That movie is so hilariously bad. It is so fucking funny. We just thought it was a game. And he gets like all too wound up in it. And like, incredible art. I don't know about that, but I tried my best. King Dinosaur did get a King Froggy Frog. King Frog. Or Frog King. I can't remember what I called it. But it was one of those. Yeah, I mean, I played, did I hear about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? What? What? Didn't he slap some other dude? But like that guy was all like getting in his, he was all getting in his business at some like interview thing and he slapped him. 19 minutes ago, what the fuck happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock? All right, apparently we got to look at this. Because this is big news. We have man slaps happening. What? Will Smith smacks Chris Rock live at the Oscars after joke about Jada. Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. Ooh. It was a tense moment in an otherwise uneven but inoffensive Oscar broadcast. Fuck me in the ass. You know, who even watches that stupid shit anymore? Like, really? God's sake. Part of me wonders in my gaslit, I don't know what is real thing anymore, if half of that shit isn't staged and made up to just get attention. Because otherwise, I think the numbers for that were so fucking low. So, I mean, it could be real, but the other thing with that Jaggedy Gaming is they're both professional actors. So, isn't that what they get paid for? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, maybe. But here's a bigger point. It's amusing to me, but I also really don't care. Those fuckers can beat the crap. As a matter of fact, if you asked me, what would you rather watch? Most of the movies that came out of Hollywood in the past 2 to 3 years, or the actors get pissed off at one another and beat the crank out of each other on stage, I would be like, dude, just let them fight. I would way rather watch that. It'll be way better. It'd be way better just watch them beat the crap out of each other. Chris's jaw was off kilter for a bit afterwards, and he wasn't jumbling his words as he tried to get back to topic. I mean, again, they're all actors, so I don't know. It probably wasn't staged, but... You watched Owners, a thriller slash horror. You don't recommend it. Going to Ms. Tiffany Chanel's horror thriller comment, watched a movie called You Should Leave with Kevin Bacon, and... it was slightly predictable in a way. I feel like there's a thing where you're like, there's a big spoiler that you can kind of read coming a mile, couple hundred miles away. But it had some weird, bizarre, creepy moments. A very Jacob's Ladder-esque kind of message to it. And that came out in 2020. I'd actually recommend giving that a watch. It wasn't like the most amazing movie in the world, but it was pretty solid. The scenery shots were good. I mean, the acting was decent. It was all right. Didn't rely on too many just jump scares and stupid shit. It was pretty okay. Wicked Cool Short Movie Thursday, by the way. What's that called? Kristen, I don't think I saw that. You saw a movie called Don't Watch the Oscars? I watch that every year. I watch that every fucking year. A bunch of crap. So, Deathstrike Virus wanted to hop in real quick and say, the Penguins are trash. And, whatever that fucking Cindy Crosboner, crybaby, whatever, is the worst hockey player ever and a piece of shit. Why would you say all that about your favorite team, dude? That's a terrible thing to say. Your mom liked all that stuff, anything with a red carpet. Yeah, I know, my mom and sister did too. Deathstroke Virus, I give you a lot of shit for the Penguins, because I gotta be honest, I don't really like the Penguins. On the other hand, the Penguins certainly are a good playing team. They've been way better than the Detroit hockey team is late, because they are terrible. Oh, the Wicked... I totally read that wrong, Krista. I thought you were like, you watched a wicked cool short movie called Thursday, by the way. Got it. The plot. Melvin's audiographic, The Plot, that we filmed, or that we premiered Thursday. Got a lot of great feedback from that. Melvin was just over the moon with all the positive comments. So again, thank you everybody who stopped in to support the watch of that and to provide feedback. That was really fun and it really touched me. I know, he worked so hard on that. 11-2 win? That's a fucking blowout. Ooh. Switching back to other movies for a second, I also watched a movie called The Tax Collector, which was written by David Ayer, and that takes place in the same universe that Harsh Times and Training Day, and I think one other movie take place in. Basically about a Mexican... sort of street gang and them resisting sort of a takeover. And there was an awesome performance by, I felt like, a lot of the actors in that, especially like there's the one black gang that they also talk about in Training Day is there and provides them backup. And like that dude is just so fucking badass. So that was a pretty solid movie. That if you're not looking for horror or whatever, and you're looking for something that's a little more like drama, suspense, that movie was pretty good, but I will warn you, there are some graphic violence scenes in that, so beware. But that movie was pretty legit. Lovians, Deathstrike Virus, we love you too, and especially your cat and dog Gino and his cat Emmy, which is like the best cat ever. Maybe I can't say ever, but it's a pretty good cat. Oh, look. So, Gino does need some emotes. He does. Because I feel like you have all your pets. Like, you gotta have all your pets on there. Miss Tiffany, do you have any pets? We were talking about pets last week and how I never get pictures of anybody's pets. And I love animals. And then suddenly everybody was like, oh yeah, we all have all sorts of animals. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't get any pictures of any of you motherfuckers and your adorable animals. Eh? And then of course I got inundated with them, which was great because that was like the best part of the weekend. But speaking again, because we were talking about movies and the Oscars and all that sort of stuff, the title of tonight's episode is Slithus, which if you look at the old movie poster for this movie, Slithus, it talks about how hell hath no fury like the Slithus. And you're like, ooh, this looks good. The movie is terrible. It's absolute, it's one of those, it's not even so bad it's good, it's just flat bad. The alien monster, I think, eventually gets killed when a guy, like, touches it. They're, like, shooting it and stabbing it and doing all this stuff. And then there's one dude who, like, hits it with an anchor and kills it. And it's just, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. The rubber monster looks fucking hilarious. Yeah, this tea is good. Yorkshire Gold. My current favorite tea. It was a great recommendation by Dan Dastardly. Get yourself some Yorkshire Gold. Especially if you like an Earl Grey style tea. I think it's better than Earl Grey, to be honest. Spectacular stuff. It is really helping my my throat. But so this Slithus movie became a joke with me and a couple of my buddies. And I have a friend, he lives here in Michigan. There's a joke about up north. Where basically if you're anywhere north of what is called Macomb County or Mount Clemens, you're up north. And especially during the summertime here, all sorts of people go up north. They have vacation properties or stuff by beaches or this and that and the other. And you go up north, there's a lot of cool little lakes and all that sort of shit. And so a buddy of mine, he has his house kind of up north. And he has this pond out back. He owns, I don't know, it's like an acre and a half, couple acres of land or something. And so behind his house, he has a pond with a little dock and everything. And you can swim in it. He treats the water and all that sort of shit. But number one, they don't necessarily know how deep it is. Because he's never gone to the bottom. Dun, dun, dun. And so then we'd always joke about, how do you know you don't have fucking Slithus living in there? And he sort of laughs. And then his wife's there and like, how do you know there's not any bodies in there? I mean, this is the country. You want to get rid of a motherfucker, you just wrap him in chains with a couple of cinder blocks and throw him in some dude's pond. Who's going to fucking find him? His wife kind of looks. She's like, oh my God, don't say that. I'm like, okay, I take it back. There are no dead bodies in your pond.
Hey, you're such an asshole.
You like your tea good and strong? Same. Weak tea just tastes like crappy water. Like, it just tastes like water that, like, somebody left in a bucket on a counter. Like, it's gotta have tea. Like, it's, I want the spoon to stand up in it. Dash is trying to search Best Buy for Marvel Steelbooks, and autocorrect made it Marvin Steelbooks. That sounds like a porno name. Tonight's movie starring Unicorn Lushawet and Marvin Steelbooks. Well, you won't be moving anywhere near a pond. Or a pig farm. Those are the two things you want to stay away from. Private ponds and pig farms. So, by the way, let's see if I can do this. Yay! I should do this too. Can I do this? Yes! And yes! Cool. I think I got them. I think I got them all. Solid. Next time you guys chat, you'll see what I did. But so we always laughed about the Slithus thing because it's so hack and so stupid. So, I have a friend in the same circle of friends who's going to get married. And he and his wife decided that they were going to do a destination wedding. And they were going to do the destination wedding in St. Augustine, which, hey, fantastic. It allows me to get out of this frozen, gray, shitty shit weather, right around February-ish. I think it was like early February that they were scheduling it. It's like, oh man, this will be great. That's like the worst time around here. You can get out and see some sunshine, lay on the beach, have some drinks. Chris says, like losing your taste, and then everything tasted like what for a week, even food. Oh, just tasted crappy, just tasted weak. Yeah, that's me and my sinuses. There are weeks that go by where I can't taste much of anything or smell much of anything because my nose is pretty much just plugged with cement. And then when I talk like this, because
Chris. Operator, what is your extension, please?
I don't know what's with the voices today. Shit is terrible. Ms. Tiffany Chanel can't taste or smell about 80% of the time. Do you have sinus issues as well, or is that a repercussion from COVID? So they have this post about going to the wedding, and some people are asking about what to wear, and she says, "Oh, it's going to be a beach wedding, so hey, wear whatever you want." I'm like, people are always going to say that, but then they don't really mean that. And really, what that means is, oh, well, you don't have to wear a suit jacket, or And I was like, look, I know you're saying wear whatever you want, but like, I need to know, like, what do you want people to wear? Like, I'm a sweaty guy, like, I'm a fucking sweat machine. So the idea of like going out on a St. Augustine beach wearing some navy fucking suit jacket tuxedo is just oh my God, it's like my worst nightmare. Krista says she thinks she had a touch of COVID. Probably. But I mean, just shit sinuses can do that to you too. Side offshoot, we'll take a break from that story for a moment. Tiffany Chanel says not COVID related, something to do with nasal polyps. Have you looked at any like ear, nose, and throat, like either getting those removed? So talked a little. I haven't gone through the full story of this yet, but if you look at my face straight on, you'll see my nose is crooked. It goes this way. See how you can see it being crooked? So I've had surgery on my nose before. You can even see it, like looking straight. Look at how like it looks worse today than it normally does. Not that my face ever looks really good, but my nose was busted up, and half of it didn't really work. And I'd get sinus infections all the time, and I eventually had to have that broken, drilled and chiseled out because I couldn't really breathe through my nose or smell or taste. And that helped. But geez, I think about that surgery. Shit, I might have been like 18, 17, 18 or something like that when I had that done. So it was a long time ago. And I think I may be due for a refresher because that side doesn't really work so great. That side's not as bad, but my nose is still pretty fucked up. So we'll have to do an episode on snot because I'm sure that's probably everybody's favorite topic outside of me throwing up fish barf all over my house. You're like, can this show get any more gross? What the fuck? You had it checked out. They want you to try steroids before surgery. Will. I certainly would. I mean, surgery, like, if you can avoid having to get surgery, I feel like that's always better. But try it. Not being able to breathe or taste or whatever, like, that stuff, like, you gotta figure. If you can't breathe, you die. Like, so you have to be able to get air. And who wants to walk around, especially when you're sleeping? Like, you fucking. That's one of the other reasons why I really can't wait to move to Arizona, is being able to goddamn breathe for once. Shit is just a travesty. You've been hesitant because of the side effects. Well, that is definitely an issue. But in terms of those side effects, Tiff, and I'm not saying I am a doctor, but from what I know of some people who have taken courses of steroids, especially long-term, for a variety of things, whether that was cancers, bodybuilding, injuries, so on and so forth, they also do have some medications that can offset some of those side effects from steroids. I would just be very clear, if they are going to give those to you, that you very much pull an interrogation move and say, I want to know about the side effects that possibly can come from this. And I'd also like a treatment plan on how I can mitigate some of those side effects, or how the side effects that are there after I come off the steroids can basically be mitigated. Because otherwise, yeah, they'll just give them to you and be like, just take these. And you're like, okay, great. My nasal polyps are gone, but my eyeballs fell out of my head. Fucking thanks. And they're like, oh, yeah, sometimes that happens. Oh. Black Cat likes the Vicks. I mean, I do too, but I only put that on, like, before I go to bed. So then, like, today I know I'm going to use it because I couldn't breathe for shit last night.
Sorry, yeah, sometimes there's, you know, some side effects.
Why didn't you tell me about those?
Oh, well, you know, there's like a leaflet on the medication. We urge all of our patients to read up on those. And, you know, it really only happens in about, you know, 82% of everybody that takes the medicine.
You motherfucker! Podcast folks, here comes your break. Which, by the way, podcast folks, I hope you've appreciated the better audio, because it does take a little bit more work, but it's also less work, but I feel like it sounds way better. So we'll be right back. Okay, so Krista says, beach weddings should never require suit and tie. It's a relaxed kind of wedding, but at the same time, be respectful. Don't show up in a bikini or swim trunks. About that. So, the fiance, this guy, I've known her since forever, since like junior high school. It was a little sister of a different friend of mine. And I said, look, I know you're saying wear everything, but you, like, I need help. I need to know, like, really, like, what should people really wear? Like, help me out here. This is my day-to-day attire, okay? Like, I need to know what to fucking wear to this. What you been, it's a beach. I don't know if you're wearing a dress. I don't know what anyone else is wearing. And so she posts and she's like, no, really, I mean it. It's a relaxed environment. It's gonna be on the beach. It's super casual. Really, wear whatever you want. I'm gonna ask you one more time. And if you say wear whatever you want, I hope you don't... like, you say wear whatever you want, I'm gonna make you pay for that.
It's like... No, I really mean it. You can wear whatever you want.
Okay. So, we go to the St. Augustine wedding, and we had this wonderful beach house right off of A1A, which is a famous road right there near the, right near there by the water. We were like one house over from being on this gorgeous beach, and... long story short, day of the wedding comes, and it's, all right, well, the wedding is at, like, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. me and a good friend of mine get up and we go down to the beach at about 10 o'clock with a cooler of beers and proceed to lay on the beach and pretty much drink all day. Beautiful day. Just drinking. Have a great time. Warm. Laying out there. It's amazing. And what I was wearing was a sleeveless denim shirt and some sort of tropical beach trunks and flip-flops and a trucker hat. And my buddy was wearing board shorts and a Harley Davidson t-shirt and a bandana. So we're like, I guess it's time to go to the wedding. So we just had the car that was going to come pick us up and just went to the wedding like that. And so we show up like everybody else is wearing suits and shit. And I was like, you fucking assholes. This is exactly why I asked, what are other people wearing? And you can't just tell. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. So we show up and yeah, we sit down in the plastic chairs that are there. I've got my ripped sleeve denim shirt. I think my buddy still had a beer. He poured it out in some other cup so you couldn't see. He poured it in like a coffee, like one of those coffee mug things that was in the car and sat there drinking during the wedding. And, yeah, we're sitting there. We're getting, like, some weird looks. Again, especially this one guy. So the photographer at one point walks over and says, and we heard this after the fact, the one of the photographers and one of the other people that was there, so they had, like, this wedding canopy thing sort of set up so that they wouldn't have to sit in the blazing sun. But these people walked over and said, hey, do you need us to call security? Because we think a couple of beach bums might be crashing your wedding. They're talking about us. That guy in the ripped denim shirt and the trucker hat and the other guy in the Harley Davidson shirt. Do you guys know them? Yep. You went to a wedding and you were still in single numbers. You don't remember much or even whose wedding it was. You are lucky because I am not a fan. I do not like weddings. Black Cat says, that's all it should be. I'm not very good with that kind of stuff. Me either.
I welcome beach bums.
Yeah, beach bums. I mean, Dash V, thank you so much for gifting a tier one sub to Ms. Tiffany Chanel. And if you haven't, please, and thank you, by the way, stop by and make sure you check out Dash V's channel. And also a wonderful streamer and very nice person, Ms. Tiffany Chanel herself, as well as the Morning Battleship badass Jaggedy Gaming. So make sure you give all those lovely folks a follow. And when you hang them out, when you hang out, make sure you tell them hello from all of us. But thank you, Dash. That means a ton to me, dude. You're great. Cheers. So yeah, we are sitting there like beach bums, and then the part of the wedding comes where they're going to do this thing where everybody is supposed to get up and throw a stone into the ocean. So you're supposed to pick up this rock and you're supposed to throw it out into the water. And part of that is why you, like, say wishes to the couple. And so, of course, that's, like, we go walking up there, and that's when more people are looking at us, like, how have these guys not gotten kicked? Like, who are these fucking guys? So we get up to the front of the water. They're saying the poem. Now, my buddy, because he's, like, he's not wasted, but he's had beers. I mean, again, we've been drinking all day. He doesn't realize that there's this, like, dude with a bucket of these little stones walking by, giving people these little stones. And so, as this guy on the speaker is announcing that we're all going to, in the count of three, throw these stones in the water and give a wish to the couple, he starts digging around, pulls this giant rock out of the sand. And so he's got his beer in one hand and this boulder. 1, 2, 3. He fucking throws this thing and makes this huge splash. Not that the water got on anybody, but everybody else, they're like, you know, little, like, bloop. Here comes this giant fucking rock. Oh, my God. So, that portion of the wedding, you know, ends, and we go off to eventually eat and drink and whatever, and it was fine. But we are laughing after the fact because the groom, who is also very much a knock-around guy, he thought it was hilarious. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, shit, I wish I could have worn what you guys were wearing. He's like, he asked his wife, he's like, you know, can we just wear that? Like, just wear cut-off jean shorts, and I can just wear... And she's like, no, we have to look nice for pictures. But he's like, man, you guys did it right. He's like, everybody kept asking, who the fuck are those guys? Should we, like, call security? And I said, well, this is a better outfit than what I was gonna do. And he's like, what's that? I said, well, we were laughing. We were back at the boathouse drinking the other day. I said, man, like, I kind of screwed this up because what I was gonna do... There's a website, I don't know if it's still around, it's called Composite Effects, and they sell really, really high-quality silicone costume appliances, masks, and they have hands, like, it's really, really high-quality stuff. It's kind of expensive, but, I mean, it looks real. Like, it looks like true Hollywood-quality shit. Like, when you put it on, it, like, moves with your face. I said, well, what I was going to do is I was going to get a fucking Slithus outfit. While you guys were doing your vows, I was going to come lumbering up out of the water. And he starts laughing and he goes, oh my God. He goes, if you had done that, her family and everybody else would have been so pissed. But he goes, but you would have been my hero for life because that would have been the best thing ever. And I was like, man, I came this close. I was like, I should dress up and just come crawling out of the... I should just come crawling out of the water under the beach. Because he loves that movie. He thinks it's so hilariously bad. I just think it's bad. I don't think it's that funny. But he loves it. He loves this fucking Slithus monster. Which, if you don't know what I'm saying, by the way, that is the way the title of the movie is written. As a matter of fact, here, I'll just call it up so you guys can see it. I was like, yeah, man, I almost dressed up in a Slithus outfit and came crawling out of the water. There we go. Here's the Slithus. Meh. Look at that fucking thing. Look at the people in this. I mean, the poster makes it look awesome. But then you see the reality of the movie, and this is what you get. There you go. Biting this dude right in the butt. There's the Slithus monster. Like, there's a couple of effect spots that aren't too bad. But then, like, there are other sequences that are just fucking just terrible. Like. That makes me laugh. There he is. Right about. So this dude kills him with his fucking anchor. After the thing's been shot about 100 times, this dude, who's the fucking real hero, he just hits it with a bone anchor and that pretty much destroys it. So, yeah. That is Spawn of the Slithus, a movie that I don't recommend you watch unless you are under the influence of at least one or two mind-altering substances. Sent you Twitter DM of your wife's wedding. All right, I'll watch. Do you want me to look at that now, off stream or on stream? You have a theory about fancy weddings that's just your opinion.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, crawling out of the water dressed up like a Slithus creature. He goes, that is so awesome. He's like, I'm going to divorce her just so we can get remarried so you can do that. He loved it so much. He's like, man, I just think back to that. I wish you had done it. It would have been so good. So in that vein of things, have you guys ever seen creative shenanigans like that at weddings? I mean, obviously, aside from stories of people getting either way too drunk, jealous, or otherwise, have you ever seen any fun sort of silly stuff like that? Especially where it wasn't mean-spirited or didn't ruin the wedding. I mean, look, I know for a lot of people, for whatever reason, it's such a big, important thing, and they're under such anxiety and such stress for it to go perfect that the thought of such a thing is just, would give them a nervous breakdown. But I've always been like, isn't it supposed to be just a celebration of having fun? Like, I don't get why you would want, like, why didn't it be so perfect? Our one perfect day. Every time you say anything is going to be perfect, it always turns into a mess. So, I don't know, just be like, look, let's just go to the beach and get hammered on beers, and we'll get married, and then we'll just hang out on the beach and eat conies and roll around in the sand, and we can all pretend we're sandy, slimy crab monsters and get blasted. Doesn't that sound like a better time? You don't have to spend any money. You can just show up and, like, dude, just show up in a fucking sleeveless t-shirt and a bathing suit. Black Cat, I can't answer that because I don't get it. I really don't get it. I'm like, you have so many uptight, stressful moments in your life. For something that is supposed to be so happy, why would you make it into something that has such a high amount of added stress? But look, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that for me, I would rather a dude crawl up out of the water in a fucking Slithus costume and everybody gets happy drunk and relaxes and shares fun stories and dances. Like, don't you want it to be a party and like a mix of the families? Like, isn't that what that's supposed to be? Like, it's the celebration of joining the two families together and the send-off for a union and a life and everything else. Why would you want everything to be so, you go stand over there and be quiet. And then, how are you supposed to talk to anybody and relax and really get to know them if they're like, yeah, I paid $16 million for this dress that's squeezing the blood out of my tits and I feel like I'm going to poop myself. And then there's a dude wearing some suit and he's like, yeah, this is like, I'm sweating my ass off like a pig and it's crushing my balls and I hate this. And then, as the night goes on, more and more people start, like, taking clothes. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's more for, like, the older generation of the grandparents. But, like, the wedding that I went to when I was in Arizona, I mean, there was a pretty good mix of formal and informal. You know, the groom came tearing up through the desert dunes on a side-by-side with their big German shepherd, which was awesome. But I was like, yeah, man, you know what I like wearing? Blue jeans and a tank top. So can I just wear that? I'll just wear that. I tell you what, I'll get a new tank top and a new pair of jeans. If you like, I hate wearing suits. I really do. Because I sweat so much. Like, I just fucking, ugh. Krista comments, I'm fine with the Justice of the Peace wedding. I mean, me too. You know what? I want to go to Vegas and get married by fucking, I don't know, Elvis or some crazy character or some shit. Isn't that more fun? Cat Minecrafter stopping in with a, hi. Oh shit, am I talking about weddings? Yeah, kinda, and you missed the best story about how I crawled out of the ocean in a monster costume. This sounds better than a big fancy wedding. Just relax and have a good time. Ms. Tiffany Chanel comments, when I got married, now divorced, we went to Reno alone, got married, and spent the rest of the weekend enjoying the casinos, sights, and good food. Yeah! Isn't that what you want to do? I mean, look, the sooner I can get out of here and we can go be alone in a spot, like, if you know what I mean, and I think you do, the better. So can we just, like, wrap this shit up? You guys can all take your food to go. Like, we're out of here. Like, you want to elope. You don't want anyone at your wedding. See, I'm always like, the wedding ceremony should maybe be your parents and, like, your best man and the best woman. And, like, you do that, and that's a quick private ceremony. That's the wedding. And then you just throw a party. And then you just have a party. Like, this is a fucking party. Everybody show up. We got food and drinks covered, and there'll be music, and we'll just be having a blast all night. I don't get it. Like, Ms. Tiff says, having a party to celebrate later would be perfect. Yeah, and then all the stress is done. We did the ceremony. We had the, like, and all people, oh, but I wanted to see the moment. It's not your moment. It's our moment. Like, you fucking want to see the moment? You go get married. Get your own. Get your own partner. That was for us. Black Cat's uptight sister was horrified that her son went to Vegas and got married by an Elvis impersonator. She was practically crying. Why does she care? What does she give a shit? It wasn't your fucking wedding. Maybe you were like, look, ever since I was little, that was the one thing I wanted. One time when I was married and my old suede shoe. I can't do it, Elvis. But like, I'm sweating like a man on a funny tree. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Oh, hey, yeah. Will you please don't ask me what's on my mind? I'm a little shook up, but I'm feeling fine. I got married by Elvis in Reno. If you got a problem with that, go fucking talk to Cousin Gino. Something. Oh, shit, I'm going to get a copyright strike. God damn it. I was told no more singing on the streams. I'm sorry. Knew I was going to fuck this up. You don't want your parents there. You'll post it on YouTube and play it like a party that happens 2 weeks after your wedding and honeymoon. You'll invest in a good videographer. Okay. Even this, you're going to pay how much money for a videographer who's going to stage everything, who's probably going to take a bunch of artificial, awkward, shitty shit, whatever fucking photos. Let's say that costs you, I'm going to shoot low. Let's say that costs you $3,000. For $3,000, you could go out and buy three brand new, super high quality cell phones. You could then just give them to people at the party and go, there's a bazillion hours of storage on this. Just run around, take pictures and take video and do whatever. And at the end of it, like, we'll just collect all the footage and we'll upload it. Because aren't those going to be better, more personable pictures anyway? It's not going to be the awkward, like, some people get that. It's like the lab coat syndrome of, oh, there's a photographer. The awkward smiles. Like, dude, just take the pictures as people are just doing shit. I don't want that. I don't need a DJ either. You want to know why? Because I got Spotify on my phone. Like, fucking, what the fuck do I even need a DJ for? I'll just ask one person at the party, hey, man, when we can announce stuff, can you just go up there and, like, click this thing and you can just talk through the Bluetooth speaker? Like, they're fucking terrible. I can count on my hand, one hand, the number of fucking good DJs I've heard at weddings. It's like fucking two. The rest of them have been fucking terrible. And the one, we had this photographer went around the room and set strobe lights up in all corners of the room so that at any time when he was taking a picture, the room would all be evenly bright lit. Except our table was looking at one of the lights, and I'm like, God, I'm getting like fucking flashbanged every 30 seconds. So finally, our table, we decided, hey, fuck you. So we just unplugged it. And then the photographer got all mad and went and complained to the groom that we unplugged one of his lights. And the groom said, hey, if the guests here, like that was bothering the guests, fucking the guests are more important than your bullshit. Go take your goddamn pictures. And if I hear you harassing one of the guests, you're fucking out of here. And like the photo booth stuff like that is fun too. I could see doing that. I think that's better than the videographer or photographer or whatever. But I'm still like, dude, just buy some phones and cameras and just put them on every table. And just tell people, I don't know, go buy a box of digital cameras or something. And be like, look, they're on every table. Just find and take pictures. Just take pictures or whatever, right? Ms. Tiffany Chanel says, I remember my aunt having the one-time use cameras for everyone to snap pics at her wedding. I feel like that's just way better. I feel like that's just way better, right? I like doing those posed pictures. And then, like, again, I get it for some people, but I'm like, how many different pictures and poses do you need with the two of you? You're telling me that you're going to sit and flip through the 50 pictures of the two of you in slightly different poses with a slightly different arrangement. I'd be like, here's one cute picture, bride and groom. Awesome. We'll remember that. Now, here's bride and groom with the bridal party standing in line in front of them. Picture. Hey, now let's get all the family. Picture. There. That's it. Can somebody please explain this to me? I don't understand. What is the point of all the rest of those fucking pictures? Do people really sit me like, let's go through our wedding album. Richard, I was feeling emotional today. Can we sit and go through our wedding pictures? Yeah, honey, I'll be right there. Bridal pictures took 3 hours. You've got to be out of your goddamn gourd. I'd be like, no, bitch. You got 13 fucking minutes. You got 13 fucking minutes to take these pictures. Because my ass is going to get blasted drunk. I'm already sweating my ass off in this thing like a fucking pig. So you can hurry up and take these goddamn pictures. My ass is getting the fuck out of here. Cat Minecraft just wants to dance. Cat Minecrafter is a dancing girl. She ain't got time to stand around being...
Okay, now for this one. What you're going to do is all you girls, you're all going to tilt your heads like this and act like you're all so surprised at how pretty...
Who wants to see any of that? That is so corny and cringe-inducing. Ugh.
Hey, do you want to see the pictures from our wedding?
Actually, no. What I was thinking about doing is taking a pair of pliers and ripping my right ear off, because that's actually less agony than that. But thanks. Problem with the one-time use cam is you end up with a picture of Uncle Oddie's junk. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, yeah. But that's also, yeah, before most, I mean, or you'd be like, look, here's a shared OneDrive, Google Drive, whatever account, like just upload all your pictures here or something. I don't know. I just feel like for the money that you spend for those videographers and the professional photographers, I actually had the one photographer, the pictures they took were terrible. The pictures they took out looked like shit. The pictures I took on my fucking cell phone were as good, if not better, than the pictures that guy took. And I'm like, man, I guess if Uncle Artie really wants people to see his balls, I mean, just tell him, anybody puts any of these pictures on here that are of anything lewd, I'm posting them all on Facebook with your name, and I'm going to tag everyone. So just to let you know, I give as good as I get. Also, I will be blowing that picture up, printing it out in vinyl, and coming by your house in the middle of the night and gluing it to the front of your garage door. Don't fuck with me. Because I'll get you better than you get me. I'm just warning you. Can you imagine that? Honey, what's at the neighbor's garage? You look outside and there's just this flaccid fucking cockhead on his fucking garage door. Oh my god! And then he gets arrested. Who did this? I don't know, it's crazy. It must have been the midnight vinyler. I don't know, it's crazy. It's wild who can tell it is. Well, that's because Uncle Artie had a picture of Artie Lang tattooed on his penis. And you can see the tattoo right there. Because it was his favorite comedian. So you can tell it's him by the tattoo. See? Just got to be a good detective. This week on Penis Detectives. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Shit's gone off the rails. This shit's gone into disturbing territory. I gotta steer this back on track. And it is I, the annoying... I'm not reading that. You're not annoying. Stop it. Before you get death states, just dropping some good vibes. So have a weirdly awesome stream. You're losing my mind, so don't mind me, but take care, cigar. Here's a shout out to Meow the Cat, who's the most least annoying streamer in the world. He's a just lovely and charming man from Latvia. Make sure you stop by and say hello. Even though he's here about 3 minutes before we stop. Private one eye. Yeah, instead of Water Finders. No, that's like the show they follow up. That was like what those networks where they had like the X-Files, and then after the X-Files, they had like another show, it was like some sci-fi show. They always like put them in order. So it'd be like, on this Thursday's Action Pack, at 7 p.m., Water Finders, and then uncover the mysteries of penile identification with the Private One Eye. And then, following it up, the illicit tales of Sasquatch and the Butter Yelms. Catch the late night reruns of Camp Minecrafter and the Quest for the Chicken Nuggets. They're like all, you're like, okay, great. Let's all sit in front of the TV for 5 fucking hours and watch these shitty shows that are about 40% commercials. Just as long as you're laughing with me and not at me, at least not all the time anyway. My voices are perfect. Thank you very much. Cheers to you. Chicken nuggets. Who shot Johnny's cock this weekend on Phallus? It's like Dallas. Except it's like porn. How could they not have shot that? How could they not have shot a porn series called Phallus and they just steal everything from Dallas and it's just porn instead of like JR? Instead of JR, he's like HJ or something. By the way, Cat Minecrafter, I had fish nuggets this weekend. They were delicious. The local chicken shack had, as a Lenten special, they had little breaded fish nuggets. Delicious. Delicious. Dashed them. That's a risky search. Oh no, I'm in too deep. You can never dig too deep on Phallus. I keep thinking of the theme song, but that's a fucking theme song from Transor Z. I can't think of the music. All right, let's wrap this up because it's starting to get weird. Let's finish our drinks. And thank you so much to everyone who stopped by, including first-time viewer and guest. Ms. Tiffany Chanel, thank you so much. And Black Cats Poppy, Dash V, NH Girl, Meow the Cat, King Dinosaur 69, and Jaggedy Gaming, as well as Deathstrike Virus. Thank you all so much for stopping by and hanging out with me and enjoying the stream, hopefully. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And we will see you again tomorrow. As a quick sign-off note, I think possibly Wednesday we will do a drawing stream. We'll do some artwork. So if you want to stop in and see my horrendous art skills, that'll be the day to do it. So good night, and make sure you all get yourselves some rest. And we'll see you again next time. Let's go ahead and raid.